Country 107.3. I like George Burge. I just wish he had a little more of an exciting name. George Burge.
It's not big enough.
It just doesn't pop.
That's funny.
Cat Country 107.3. We are Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Friday morning. We finally made it. It's the 14th day of November. As we mentioned, we have some big Barefoot Country Music Fest announcements plural, coming your way just before 8 o'clock. Some more announcements about next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest. More artists will be announced just before 8 o'clock this morning. Let's see. Today is World Diabetes Day. Yay, diabetes!
I was going to not say that. I thought about saying that, but I was like, let me not say that.
It's Operating Room Nurse Day.
Yay, operating room nurses.
Thank you, operating room nurse. I have no idea how that got there. It's also Teddy Bear Day.
Aw. Do you have a teddy bear? Did you ever?
I don't have one. I don't think I ever did.
Aw.
I think I shunned possessive things when I was a child, instead preferring things like love.
Right.
It's also International Girl Day.
Yeah!
Which allows us to do this. Good morning, we're Joe and you need to know this morning. The biggest great white shark ever recorded popped up right off Atlantic City the other night. A marine research group says the shark named Contender is massive, over 1,600 pounds, over 13 feet long, about 32 years of age. They first tagged him back in January near the Florida-Georgia line. They only get a location ping when his dorsal fin actually breaks the surface. And that's what it did just off Atlantic City the other night.
Speaking of Atlantic City, they are launching a new community solar program that could save residents around 15% on electricity. City Council just approved a deal with a New York company to build solar panels near City Hall, with the project expected to wrap up by the end of the summer. You can opt in or out anytime.
And the Eagles are back under the lights this weekend. They're hosting the Detroit Lions Sunday night at the Link.
Your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy. Maybe a quick sprinkle later on with a high near 52.
This morning here on Cat Country 107.3. Right now it's time for Jana's Fangirl Update.
Carrie Underwood fans can add this to their Nashville plans if you're going there anytime soon. That gorgeous Monique Lhuillier gown that she wore for her Easter 2021 My Savior performance at the Ryman just landed in Nashville's brand new Museum of Christian and Gospel Music. The place is packed with iconic pieces, too, from Lauren Daigle's looks to Dottie Rambo's outfits. Johnny Cash's family Bible is even there. You can take a look at the dress right now. It's absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. You can check it out. CatCountry1073.com. Darius Rucker is keeping his wedding vibes very chill this time around. No muss, no fuss. He said that he and his fiance Emily Deal aren't planning some big detailed ceremony. They're literally just going to get married and throw a giant party. That's it. No stress, no spreadsheets. It's a really good time. Honestly, it sounds like the way to go, in my opinion. That's what I would do. Darius Rucker is talking wedding plans right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jana's Fangirl Update.
107.3 with Joe and Jana. Speaking of Luke Combs, we got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on starting Monday morning. Luke Combs in Las Vegas. Your win includes airfare, hotel, $500 spending money, tickets to see Luke Combs in Las Vegas. We're going to have your first chance to win Monday morning at 8:20. Make sure if you don't have it on your phone that download the Cat Country 107.3 app so you're ready to win Monday. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana, a question for you this morning about death.
Oh, great. Thanks.
How long would you like to live? Is there a target death date for Jana?
93. Maybe.
New survey found if they had a choice, on average, Americans would want to live to be 91.
Hmm. Great grandkids and all that.
In total, 23% of people said they'd want their lifespan to last until their 80s, 24% their 90s, 23% said they want to live to between 100 and 119, and 7% said they'd like to live for 120 years or long. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Jerry lives in Herbert Township, and he sent us the joke we're going to use this morning. Thank you, Jerry.
Aren't you sweet? Thanks.
Man was walking in the street when he heard a voice. Stop, stand still. If you take one more step, a brick will fall on your head and kill you. The man stopped, and sure enough, a big brick fell right in front of him on the sidewalk. The man was astonished. He went on, and after a while, he was going to cross the street. Once again, the voice shouted, "Stop, stand still. If you take one more step, a car will run you over and you will die."
Uh-oh.
The man did as he was instructed, just as a car came careening around the corner, barely missing him. "Where are you?" the man asked. "Who are you?" The voice said, "I'm your guardian angel." "Oh, yes," said the man. "Where the heck were you when I got married?" Little friend Phil will join us just after 7:30 this morning. And at 7:55, some big announcements concerning the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We're going to announce 1, 2, 3 more artists, including another headliner.
Oh, get excited.
It's at 7:55. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we going?
Fullerton, California. Police officer pulled over a driver for running a stop sign. In addition to the requested license, registration, and insurance information, the driver presented the police officer with a get-out-of-jail-free card, straight from his Monopoly game.
Wow.
It didn't work. The officer had a good laugh, but still gave the driver a ticket.
Right.
Do not pass. We have a big announcement concerning the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We'll be adding 3 more artist names to the lineup, including a headliner for Thursday night. As a matter of fact, we're going to lay out Thursday night's lineup for you. That'll be at 7:55 this morning. Hey, a lot of things going on in our area this weekend. Starting tomorrow morning, the 5th annual Winterfest by the Sea in Ocean City. It's a big shopping event with all the Christmas stuff coming out and all your Christmas shopping.
I can't believe we have to start doing that now.
I live not too far away from the place in the Black Horse Pike with all the Christmas, with all the kids' place in the Black Horse Pike.
Storybook Land.
Yes, thank you. I live right by Storybook Land, and all week long, if not for more, they've been putting up all the Christmas lights, so they officially turn those on tomorrow night at Storybook Land in EHTs. Good morning, we're Joe and John. You know this morning, in Vineland, the city will be paying $1 million to settle a lawsuit filed by Jose Paz, who says police beat him and ordered a canine to attack him during a 2018 arrest. Police say, and Paz admits, he was high on PCP and fought with officers.
A New Jersey man has become the first known person to die from alpha-gal syndrome, a rare meat allergy you can get from a tick bite. The 37-year-old got sick after eating a hamburger at a barbecue last fall and died just hours later. At the time, doctors couldn't figure out why, but new blood tests revealed it was a severe allergic reaction. Researchers at the University of Virginia say he'd been bitten by multiple ticks during a family camping trip.
And the Eagles are back under the lights this weekend. They host the Detroit Lions Sunday night at the Link.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy. Maybe a quick sprinkle later on today. High near 52.
3 with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to our friend Gabby Wyand.
Gabby, we love you. Have a great day.
John Gift of Woodbine is 40. Dave Frisch has a birthday. Happy birthday, Dave. Happy birthday to Joanne Leone, who's 56. Amanda Davis is 32. George Miller, he's from Egg Harbor City, has a birthday. Suzanne Adams of Marmora is 42. Fred Tiesenfitz of K-Mick Courthouse celebrates today. Jeff Allen of Egg Harbor Township is 38 today. Happy birthday, Jeff. And happy birthday to Scott Quinzel of Egg Harbor Township. Happy birthday, Scott.
Nice, Scott.
I think that's it. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday Shout-Out today, Suzanne Adams of Marmora. Whoa! She's 40. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Question of the day today, holiday parties, Christmas parties, whatever you call them, work parties. Holiday work parties is what we're focused on, the most office parties. Good or bad? Joe and Jonna, we have our Joe and Jonna question of the day for today. Has to do with the work parties, office holiday parties. Thumbs up or thumbs down? What do you think?
Thumbs up, of course.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
They're always so fun. They're full of bonding experiences as long as
I don't want any of that.
Crazy.
I don't want any of that.
Yeah, we know.
I'm not in.
We know.
I don't want to do karaoke with people I work with.
I love that.
I don't want to dance with the idiots I work with.
Jen and I would slay.
I don't want karaoke. I don't want to play stupid games. If I'm coming to an office Christmas party, if I have to go, I want to show up. I want to have something to eat. I want to say, hi, how are you? Nice to meet your spouse.
Joe,
and I want to go home.
I promise you, he's not as old as he's making himself sound right now.
I don't want to dance with people I work with. I don't want to dance with people I work with. I don't want to sing with people I work with.
Joe, you want some Journey?
Kind of,
Mariah.
I don't want to play some kind of re-gifting games with people I work with.
No Tim McGraw.
Regina says, fun, and you get free food. What's not to like?
Yeah, tell them.
Heidi says, it's especially fun if you know you're going to quit, so you don't have to worry about appearances.
That's true.
Kathy says, depends on which office party I can sneak into. If they don't catch me, it's fun.
That's hysterical. I think office parties are depending.
Oh, my God.
Depending.
I have a headache. I have to go home early. The babysitter has to. Question of the day. Work holiday parties. Thumbs up, thumbs down. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Jonas says they're fun.
Joe, we already know. Joe says absolutely not.
Thinks they're the worst thing ever created.
So annoying.
You know what it is? Maybe it's the industry we work with in, Jonna, because
Joe said, I'm exhausted.
We go to the holiday party, and all the people who work on the air just want to
chill,
eat dinner.
That's
a good time. It's the people off the air that all of a sudden they decide they couldn't get a job on the air, so this is their chance to perform. They want to sing. They want to dance. They want to play stupid games.
I got to say, I feel...
And this isn't just our current crew. I've been in radio for 42 years.
That's crazy.
And every Christmas party, holiday Christmas party I've been to for a radio station, and there have been a lot of different people, people come and gone.
Sure.
They're all the same. Everybody wants to do better than last year and have a better perform. This isn't your time to perform. This is your chance to sit down, eat a meal, say something, go home.
I will say, so I've I started here, I was really young. Now I'm getting older, and I will say, last year, I can't believe I'm admitting this because I'm giving what you're saying some validity. Oh, man. Last year, we left the party. I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth. By 8:45 or something like that. So I will say, we had maybe two drinks, then we rolled.
You know what? My thoughts about last year's holiday party for our radio station? I have no idea if I even went.
I'm not sure if you did either.
I don't remember. I don't know where it was, when it was. I don't know.
What is going on?
Here's what I remember, Jonna. I remember 43 years ago, my first holiday work party for a radio station. I was the youngest person there. I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. Everyone else was 80.
Sure.
And we went to the owner of the radio station's big house.
Sure.
We sat down. We had dinner. He gave us each $100.
Nice. That was a lot of money back then.
This is the best Chris Country 107.3 with Joe and Jonna. Our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. Office holiday parties, good or bad? Let's see. We have Susan from Folsom. Our office parties are fun. Money would be nice, but my boss is all about team building. That's a bunch of BS.
Team building,
We work at two different locations, but we have a good time when we're all together. I do look forward to it. Food is always great and the drinks are flowing.
See?
Yes, the good food and the free drinks are fine, but I'd rather pay for food and pay for drinks and hang out with people I want to hang out with.
Joe.
Not people I work with.
You know what? How about you not be miserable and get with the program?
I want the Clark Griswold. I don't want the Jelly of the Month Club. I want my boss to show up the Christmas party and hand me a check big enough to build my in-ground swimming pool.
Yeah.
That's what I want from an office Christmas party.
In the yard where you're not allowed to do anything? Right.
I don't want free wine, the cheapest wine that they could order for the night.
Joe, stop it.
I said what I said. Strip club or daycare, which one will I take? Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the show our friend Phil.
Da 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 da, 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 da.
For Strip Club or Daycare. Ooh. Good morning, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Wow, we are in very chipper moods, aren't we, boys and girls?
Yes, we are.
I mean, it's Friday, Phil, aren't you?
Well, it's nice to hear you sounding better, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. I sounded like absolute garbage last week. Yeah, thank you for that.
Death warmed over, I believe we called you.
It was not great. I was not doing well.
Everybody at the wedding loved getting sick from you, though.
Honestly, I think that might have happened, low-key, but that's okay.
Had a wedding when she was
we're not going to talk about it.
All right, we're going to play Strip Club or Daycare.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Correct.
I will name three different businesses of some sort. You guys have to decide if they're strip clubs or daycare. All of today's businesses are in Memphis, Tennessee.
Of course they are.
Thank you very much.
Of course they are.
Home of the king of rock and roll, Elvis
sure.
Presley. You ready?
At one time. Ready.
Number one.
At one time.
Number one, we're doing just the ones just for the laughs. Just for the little people.
That's not real. No way.
Just for little people is
no
the name of it. Is it a
way
strip club?
No way.
Daycare.
Lord.
Just for little people.
God, it's me again.
Bill, what do you think?
Mom, call my attorney.
Correct.
Too much now.
Just for little people.
Just for little people, Joseph. Daycare.
I mean,
I have no jokes.
You have to hope, right?
Yeah,
daycare?
You're right. It's a daycare.
Like right. You would hope so.
Now we'll continue with the real program. Number two, it's called Candyland. Candyland.
People in Memphis.
Strip
man
club or daycare.
Something going on there.
I loved to play Candyland as a kid.
I was not anymore. It's boring.
Normal spelling, of course.
Yes.
There you go. See. Good question.
What do you think, Phil?
After the last one, I'm kind of out of everything. Candyland is going to be one of the nicest strip clubs in Memphis, Tennessee, Joseph, I believe.
I'm going to call it a daycare.
Really? It's a strip club.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
All right. Number three. It's called... I love Memphis.
Oh, no.
Hands-on.
Of course it is.
Hands-on. Strip club or daycare.
Yep. Yep, that's what's happening.
Hands on, right?
Yep.
I know the joke gets really old, but again, normal spelling?
I just said normal spelling, yes.
I think that's a valid question.
Hands on. What do you think?
Hands on.
Huh. Right. That's right.
It's got to be a strip club, Joseph. You wouldn't want that for your daycare scenario.
Well.
Jonna, what do you think?
I'm going to say daycare.
It is, in fact, a daycare.
Hands-on, like they're not letting your kids run around crazy. Right.
Is the total name, but
right.
I didn't have room to fit all the names in.
Yeah.
So I think we're 2-2. Does that sound right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's go to the daycare.
Sure.
Let's go to the strip club or daycare tiebreaker.
Oh, no.
For the little people.
It's the pony.
Of course it is. What is going on with these names in Memphis?
You know
Memphis?
The pony is.
Goodness.
It's a short horse.
The pony.
The pony. All right.
The pony.
Okay,
we're breaking
it.
All the time rules, by the way. We're way over time.
That's fine.
Oh, boy. But the audience loves this game so much like we
true
do.
It's true.
The pony is going to be a daycare, Joseph.
The pony please better not. I'm not sending my kid to the pony. It better be a strip club.
It is a strip club. Don't send your kids to the pony.
Woo!
Jonna, you're a winner. Congratulations.
Don't have kids in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have much to say today because that was weird. That was a weird one.
Phil, thanks for joining us. You have a great weekend. Listen, we're three with Joe and Jonna coming up in about 5 minutes. A big announcement about the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We're going to announce another headliner and a couple more artists, and that'll be coming up here in minutes on Cat Country 107.3. I want to jump back to our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. Office parties, yay or nay? We've had a lot of great answers. This one just came in from Amanda in Millville. Here's what Amanda says about office parties. I work at the post office. Our holiday party is eating meatballs at 8:30 in the morning before delivering our routes.
Okay, can I tell you that
so
sounds
fantastic.
I'm not a fantastic
big fan of holiday parties either. I was going to say that. I was going to say, Amanda, you and I should switch switch office parties because you can go to mine, and I'd love to just sit at work at 8:30 and eat meatballs. That would be Christmas.
That's up Joe's alley.
That would be
alley,
the best Christmas ever.
I was going to say,
I don't have to talk to anybody.
That's his dream.
Nobody's going to try to drag me out of the dance floor.
Doesn't he sound like a delight?
Nobody's going to ask me if I want to sing.
You're like, what a joy.
I don't like office parties. I can't stand hanging around with you people for 9 hours a day already.
Speak
I don't want to spend.
Yourself.
I don't
want to.
I don't want to spend my free time hanging around with you.
We are so fun, so.
Meatballs. That's the ultimate Christmas party. Favorite country song, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Just about 8 o'clock. We have a big announcement. Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We already know headliners include Post Malone, Eric Church, Kelsey Ballerini. Ladies and gentlemen, we add the name of Miranda Lambert.
Woo!
Miranda Lambert. That's her name.
There you go.
Miranda Lambert will be making her debut. She hasn't been there yet. To the Barefoot Country Music Fest in June.
But that's not all.
She'll be there Thursday night along with Cole Swindell and Chase Matthew.
Woo! Can't wait to see him.
He's that darling guy.
Yeah, so, we love him.
Miranda Lambert, Cole Swindell, Chase Matthews, Adam Alda Barefoot next June. Tickets are going fast.
What a lineup.
Cat Country 107.3.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next. All I know, I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a break up running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raise you better. Gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. I wish I could be just a little less dramatic, like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raise you better. Gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. How do your nose, paint your toes, line your lips and keep them closed. Cross your knees, dodge your eyes.
WPUR, Atlantic City, is Cat Country 107.3, a Town Square media station serving South Jersey and available on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Good morning, we're Joe. Need to know this morning, the biggest great white shark ever recorded popped up right off Atlantic City the other night. A marine research group says the shark named Contender is massive, over 1,600 pounds, over 13 feet long, about 32 years of age. They first tagged him back in January near the Florida-Georgia line. They only get a location ping when his dorsal fin actually breaks the surface. And that's what it did just off Atlantic City the other night.
Speaking of Atlantic City, they are launching a new community solar program that could save residents around 15% on electricity. City Council just approved a deal with a New York company to build solar panels near City Hall, with the project expected to wrap up by the end of the summer. You can opt in or out anytime.
And the Eagles are back under the lights this weekend. They're hosting the Detroit Lions Sunday night at the Link.
Your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy. Maybe a quick sprinkle later on with a high near 52.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for my favorite tweets the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, potential spam is so obsessed with me.
That's so funny.
That's my life story.
Yeah, it is.
Number two, don't shoot the messenger. Yeah, okay, buddy. One of the few joys in this world is absolutely riddling a messenger with bullets. You want to come out with me with the bad news? Watch out.
Watch out, baby.
Number three, I don't know what your dog sees in you. Yeah.
Wow.
Number four.
He loves me.
Wasn't planning on running over a squirrel while eating a chili dog on my way to work, but sometimes life takes surprising turns.
And there you go.
For Joe and John, are these my favorite tweets? Last one, number five. I could love you forever, she. Oh. Cat Country 107.3.
It's time for Jana's Picks, brought to you by the original Piccalilli Inn on Route 206 in Chamar. Order your wings for the game at PiccalilliInn.com.
Well, you're doing pretty good. Last week you were 2 wins, 1 loss. So on the season so far, 24-10 against.
Ooh.
Not too bad.
Not too shabby at all. I'll take
it. Number one.
All right, pick number one. 49ers are headed to Arizona this Sunday. Not that either team is looking particularly amazing this season, but it's San Fran and the Cardinals, so I'm going to give this one to San Francisco. 49ers will take it.
Pick number two.
Next, looking ahead to Monday night, fast forwarding a little bit, Dallas is in Vegas to take on the Raiders. It looks like the Cowboys have made some adjustments to defense, so I can't believe the words are coming out of my mouth, but I'm going to go with Dallas for this one.
Pick number three.
Speaking of defense, if the Birds can keep it together on Sunday night at home against Detroit, I think it'll be enough to score a lot more than we have been lately. The Eagles are at the Link this Sunday at 8:20. We got this. Go, Birds.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Jana's picks are brought to you by the one and only, the original, the Piccalilli Inn.
Just joining us, we had the big announcement just before 8 o'clock about the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Miranda Lambert's going to be there next summer. All right, we already knew Eric Church was coming. Post Malone was coming. Kelsey Ballerini will be there.
Can't wait.
Now we can tell you Thursday night's lineup is going to include Miranda Lambert, Cole Swindell, and that guy who sings the song, Darlin', Chase Matthews.
It's so good.
Tickets are selling fast. Last year, they sold out before the festival even started. This year, they're going to be early. It's going to be an earlier sellout. Everything you need to know.